Hello, Mayor Lynn Hall. I see that you are present here today on the one-year anniversary of the Drumming Circle. What does it mean for you to see your community join together like this?
Well, it is just so heartening for me to see this happen. And I remember a year ago I was here when Wesley and the drummers came out for the first time.
Yeah.
And Wes said to me then, we're going to keep on until the pandemic is over. And here we are a year later and they're still doing it. And I think it just really shows that the commitment of this community and just the... tells you really what this community is all about, you know, to come together like this week after week in support of our healthcare workers.
Yeah.
And it just makes me so proud of what's been happening.
Yeah. Tell me a bit about some of the people that you know that are here. You mentioned Wesley. How did you come about to know him?
Yeah, well, I've known Wes for a while, and so he let me know what was going to happen, and so we gave him our full support.
Yeah.
Elder Darlene McIntosh from the Clayton Tanay. I've known Elder McIntosh for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a number of people here that are with the Whelan Warriors who, at the end of the day, really put Prince George on the map when it comes to the fight for cancer.
Yeah,
they do
sure.
a tremendous job.
Mm-hmm. And obviously it's nice to see them here supporting, you know, this
exactly.
cause as well.
Yeah.
With the parade coming in,
yeah.
are you excited to see that kind of unfold? I know you're maybe
yeah,
in a rush.
Yeah, I love parades.
Right now,
so we came a couple of times last winter and did the drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the times we came out was early on a year ago. And there was about 45 vehicles that traveled along Edmonton Street and through the parking lot of the hospital and up and around behind. And it was just truly amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you recognized everybody in their vehicles. And they had just made a commitment to come down and show these people in the hospital behind us. What they mean to us and our community.
For people who aren't here today to actually see this in person, I mean, how would you describe this? You know, being here and being present, what do you see in front of you?
What I see in front of me is a community that's come together to celebrate a one-year anniversary of drumming and parades and recognition and support for our healthcare workers. And I see a community that really understands the significance of coming together at events like this.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I think this really is Prince George. This is what it's all about.
Have you personally felt the healing and the connection being present in some of those drumming circles?
Yeah, so some of the people that Wesley talked about are people that I know in the community. And, you know, when you go to a ceremony like this, when you go to a drumming on the Monday nights, you can't help but feel everything that's going on around you when it comes to the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help but think about the people who have died because of it. You can't help think about the people who are suffering with the disease.
Yeah.
And it is truly moving. And Wes and his drummers are really to be applauded for that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking a few moments to quickly speak with us. Thank you.
You're welcome.